when you were out the past 2 days, and this didn't happen yesterday, it happened the day before, Smokesec and I got a complaint email. I'll tell you why.
All right, let's hear it.
We were talking about the Varsity Blues case with Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo, right? And the daughter Olivia Jade. Well, they had released the rowing resume, right? The fake rowing resume that they tried to get her in on. They shelled out $500,000 to USC, and they said she was getting in on a rowing scholarship. Now, I don't know if you know how much athleticism is involved in crew. There are workouts like it's unbelievable because they had it at my college when I went to UT Knoxville. They wake up at the crack of dawn. They train just pulling the water. Have you ever done a rowing machine?
Yeah,
it's hard.
The women that are in the rowing, because I lived in Princeton for a while. And I used to see the rowing crew. The women are like Amazons. They're 7 foot tall. If you say anything wrong, they'll beat you into the ground through a cement sidewalk.
They're
too.
Very strong. The girls at my college weren't tall, but they were definitely fit. Like just
but
like
tall
if you saw,
helps because you get that leverage, you know.
And if you see like any female athlete, like soccer players, when you see their muscles, they have a lot of muscles. So we made the comment that Olivia Jade, if you've ever seen her, she's a social media influencer. She's very thin. She's a typical Hollywood, very thin. She's beautiful. Lady. And so we were like, okay, first of all, look at her arms. There is no way in hell she could be on crew because her arms are too thin. She doesn't have a muscle in her body. And Smokestack said, yeah, her arms look like mine. He even made fun of himself, right, Smoke?
Yeah, I was like, hey, she got skinny arms. Look at me. I couldn't row a boat.
Was she pale like you? No?
No, she's tan. But.
So then I got a Facebook message from a lady named Tara that says, talking bad about some young girl having skinny arms and no muscle on her is a petty ass thing to do. I won't be listening to you again. You remind me of high school kids that harass and tease you, making you never want to go to school again.
Yeah,
you
should GFY.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. Word of advice, you should set an example of how people talk to each other, especially since so many. Let me finish.
No.
Just shut up for 1 second.
That's what I want to tell her.
Shush. And you should set an example of people talk to each other, especially since so many people are listening to
this
you.
This isn't an educational program.
So listen, so then we got on the air and talked about it, and we were like, first of all, nobody feels sorry for Olivia Jade. She's rich, and she tried to cheat her way into college. So, yes,
because
we will
she didn't
make
want to do the work. Because she didn't want to do the work.
Right, and she wasn't smart
enough
to get in.
Lazy, entitled, megalomaniac, okay?
Yeah, she wasn't good enough to get into the school. She didn't want to study. She even said, I don't even know why my mom did that. I don't even want to go to college. Remember she said that?
Yeah, because I'm an influencer.
Right, exactly. So nobody feels sorry for her. We weren't making fun of her skinny arms, although we want to now.
Yeah,
but I was just pointing out that it would have been obvious to anybody that knows how to row a boat that she doesn't have the strength to do
it
professionally.
Yeah, I'm an extreme weightlifter. Yeah, look, you know what? We don't want to piss off any listeners. We're sorry. It doesn't hurt to apologize. What's her name?
Tara.
Tara, we're sorry, okay? Then come back now, okay? We won't do it anymore. We'll be very respectful of people with toothpicks for appendages, okay?
In this era of incurable viruses and global pandemics, there is an affliction that has the young women of our country in its weak little grip. It is skinny arms. 8 out of 10 people worldwide and 1 out of 10 people in America suffer from skinny arms. But skinny arms aren't just the scourge of rich white girls whose celebrity parents bribed someone to pretend they were captain of the crew team. Skinny arms can also affect men. Men like Smokestack. Be alert to skinny arms and know the warning signs, like having really skinny arms and the inability to even pick up a paddle, let alone use that paddle to propel a canoe through the water. This has been a public service announcement to remind people like Rick Stacy, that skinny arms is a thing. And together, we can push back against people who push people around for not being able to do push-ups.